Have you ever noticed how we can feel utterly devastated and profoundly grateful in the same day, sometimes even the same hour? We live suspended between anxiety and gratitude, scrolling through horrific news headlines while still pausing to marvel at a perfect sunset. Kate Bowler's wisdom emerges from this exact tension, the space where beauty and terror dance together. After facing stage 4 cancer, she discovered that authentic spiritual life doesn't require choosing between joy and sorrow. Instead, it flourishes precisely when we allow both to coexist. Our emotional landscape has lost its middle ground. We swing wildly between tight jitteriness and thawed awe, carried through stomach-clenching drops and soaring views on unpredictable currents. We are simultaneously feathers and stone. This isn't a failure of faith or emotional regulation. It's the honest reality of being human in a world that contains both tremendous beauty and unbearable suffering. The question isn't how to eliminate one side of this equation, but how to hold both with grace. Our emotional roller coaster stems from 3 varieties of fear. First, apocalyptic awareness. We witness the increasing fragility of structures supporting our lives, weakening democracy, environmental erosion, racial injustice. Apocalyptic means that which is revealed. We glimpse catastrophic possibilities while simultaneously wanting to look away. Second, anxious awareness. Most of us wear anxiety like a second skin, constantly questioning what could happen and second-guessing our choices. Our thoughts loop endlessly about what others think and what we did wrong. We feel perpetually exposed. Third, painful awareness. Some face fear locked inside their bodies through physical and emotional pain that threatens to overwhelm them. While others discuss trivial matters, they barely have language for their experience, wondering, what is more real than this pain? Being faithful doesn't mean dismissing these fears, but understanding them more intimately. Acknowledging our fears may be the first step toward genuine hope. Before cancer, Bowler believed she could quiet fear with tidy individualism and store-bought solutions. American culture celebrates the self-made, shaming those with limitations. Yet our shared humanity is defined by fragility. We're united in vulnerability. None of us can truly afford the lives we have. American individualism promised self-reliance, but our dreams were built from toothpicks. The perfect word for our dependent state is precarity, from Latin meaning obtained by entreaty or prayer. It describes our condition of relying on God or neighbor rather than achieving things alone. Instead of pretending to be self-mastering winners, we can acknowledge our dependence and need for regular help. In Luke 5, friends carry a paralyzed man to Jesus, dismantling a roof when blocked by crowds. It's a miracle when we surrender to the unknown and admit our fears. It's a miracle when we carry other stretchers. And the greatest miracle is being the paralyzed man who walks out. The fundamental Christian truth is that the roof always caves in, and that's where grace enters. When everything feels out of control, the sanest response is to admit it. Perhaps your life genuinely has few choices. Let's remember Paul's promise to the Romans. Nothing can separate you from God's love, not death nor life, not angels nor demons, not present or future, no powers that rule, nothing in creation. There was a time when we had a grip on things, decent plans, theories about keeping balance, and then life shook us loose. We found ourselves hurtling through darkness we couldn't fathom, though surely it was there all along, facing the truth. We come undone. Things fall. Gravity itself fails. At this speed, invitations to smell roses or welcome surprises sound dainty, belonging to another era. We're throwing an anchor into the ether. Lord, will you catch it? Tether it. Pull us into your orbit. When the ground pitches and our stomachs lurch, convince us that the vastness of this universe is somehow a comfort, despite our tiny place. You could be reading this instead of working. Perhaps you've confused spirituality with productivity. Christianity will likely make your life less efficient. We'll give away resources, support underdogs, and hear God in the silence between tasks. Our productivity obsession fills every moment with tasks that generate more tasks. Even our downtime is scheduled so rigidly it can't accommodate real life. Yet we love checking off tasks and racing to the next obligation. Are we made for this perpetual motion, or has productivity begun to control us? We need to slow down, despite our internal resistance. What might emerge in those quiet moments between activities? What we label inefficiency, God might call rest. What seems like wasted time might lead to virtues we can't recognize in our bleary rush to the finish line. We're not a Sabbath culture. We're run in every direction, people. When work becomes inescapable, we wear thin like overused paper. True rest transcends mere relaxation or recreation. It's rooted in acknowledging we weren't designed to carry everything, never meant to be the command center of the universe. Kate Bowler contrasts people with an incredible eye for detail with her own tendency toward inattention. She acknowledges her need to cultivate not just looking, but beholding the beauty around her. Beauty sometimes sneaks up on you with a tenderness that hurts. It brings grief because its perfection rings so true it calls out everything else that has ever fallen short. Yet this is simply how it is. Beauty will always be crushingly lovely. We are reminded that we are grass. We are fireflies. We are the day that the Lord has made. Nothing is more precious than our attention, yet we give it away without knowing its cost. In our attention economy, peace is the first casualty. This is the moment, the microsecond pause before habit sends us barreling ahead instead of heeding our body's limitations and spirit's wisdom. Stop. Stay. This is the sacred space of nothing yet, where we become aware something's pulling at us. We need to be present in these whirring seconds, slowing enough to wonder, is that you tapping my shoulder? All right, I'm listening. Blessed are we the anxious, with eyes wide open to the lovely and the awful. Blessed are we the aware, knowing the only sane thing is to admit our fear. Blessed are we, the hopeful, eyes searching the horizon, ready for the next miracle. Yes, blessed are we, the grateful, awake to this beautiful, terrible day. We don't need to choose between joy and sorrow. We need to learn to dance with both. The most authentic life happens in the space where beauty and difficulty coexist, creating a sacred place where both our vulnerability and resilience can flourish. So have a beautiful, terrible day. Notice the pain, embrace the joy, and remember that in this messy contradiction, we find our most honest prayers and our deepest wisdom. The roof will cave in, it always does, but that's where the light gets in.